Doing well. Here to bring to you the message of God's grace that brings love, life, lasting joy, found of course only in our Savior Jesus. If you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, extract from the Bible, offered to you quite freely, no cost, no obligation to you, just for the taking, you'd like one, come and ask for one. Who knows, reading God's Word, maybe, perhaps, convince you, maybe to seek and find the Lord, which of course we should all do. God says in His Word, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, because He won't always be to be found by you. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. Of course, He comes so very near to you. You know, when His gospel, His holy gospel is being proclaimed, you know, when the message of His love is being declared amongst you here in Glasgow today. So seek Him while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. Today, even Glasgow, now is the day of salvation with God. Now is the time. Not tomorrow, you haven't got tomorrow. You haven't got next week. You haven't got your old age as you perceive it. Now is the only time you have, guaranteed to you, that is. So seek the Lord now while He may be found. Grace of God that brings salvation. God sent His Son into the world, sent His Son to bless you, but that blessing must be received, and it must be received in faith. But of course, if you continue to fight and argue against it, you know, fight and argue against what you don't even know. I mean, what's that about? You know, to fight and argue when you don't know. You know, you don't know what's the thing to do. Well, listen, at least listen, you know. Or maybe go away and think about it, you know. Or get a hold of the Bible and see and listen to what God says, you know. Be an intelligent person, you know. Don't be like the fool, you know. God says the fool says in his heart there is no God. Read my sign, look, yeah. Atheism is a temporary condition. It vanishes. It goes away at the point of death. So don't be a fool. Fool says in his heart there is no God. Be intelligent, sensible. Look into the matter. Examine it. Think about it. Don't ask of you. Not asking you to jump through it. Not asking you to do anything. Simply here to tell you about the grace of God that brought salvation to us. Living, He loved me. Loved me like nobody else ever loved me. In the world you look for love, but do you find it? Huh? The world talks about love. The world sings about love. We don't need religion, they say. Let's all just love one another. But why don't you? Why don't you love one another? Because you can't. You're incapable of loving one another. You kill one another. Destroy one another. No, you can't even define the word love. You don't know what it is. I'll tell you what it is. God's Son died on the cross.
God's feeding everybody's children. I love my children, I feed them. God is our Father.
You're able to feed them because God provides for you.
70% of the world starving.
Because of men, sir. Greedy men. Greedy men, sir.
You use God in that name.
Greedy men, sir. Greedy men. Greedy government. Greedy men.
God should love.
What is it? Get to him. Not so for me. So like I said, don't give it to me, please. Give it to my friend, he'll give it to me later on. children are starving. Why? Because of greedy men, that's why. Yeah? To stash up the food. I mean, look at you, you're being shafted in Glasgow today by your present government. Huh? Cost of living crisis? There is no crisis. God has provided enough for all mankind. But men and women in their greed, your politicians, your one government after another, they're the biggest thieves that walk on the face of the earth. Who are the biggest thieves? Not those in Berlin prison today, those in Holyrood, Westminster, that's where the Greek merchants are. They're the thieves and robbers, and that's why men and women and children are starving to death all over the world. God has provided enough for all mankind. God provides for his creation day after day, but because of the greed, the avarice, the wickedness, those whom God's angry with every day, because of them that men, women and children are perishing, not just of starvation, but hey, you love children? You want God to provide for children? Then pray tell me, why are you killing them? Why are you killing them? Why are you slaughtering them in the name of abortion? Where's all this care? Where's all this love for children? What about the children, the man says? Well, what about them? What about a voice raised in Glasgow today against abortion, against the slaughter of unborn children? Let me hear it, Glasgow. Let me hear about your care, your love for children. Damnable hypocrisy. You don't care for starving children. You don't even care for the unborn. And that's why God's angry with you every day. But even there, in his love, God has done something in order that that anger might be taken away from you. Sent his son to die on a cross. That's love. In God sending his only begotten son into the world to die on a cross for vile sinners, abortionists, child killers, child slayers. Sent his only begotten son into the world to die on that cross so that even child slayers should be forgiven and go to heaven. So that even Greek merchants who caused the starvation of little children, that even they, even the most wicked, could be forgiven. I tell you, the vilest offender who truly believes in that moment from God, a pardon received. Here I tell you about the grace of God. Don't come to me with your arguments about atheism. Don't come to me with your questions about, you know, God this and God that. You know that God is. Every man, woman and child born into this world knows that God is. God has innately stamped upon your innermost being the knowledge of his being. You just don't want there to be a God, so you hold doubt. You suppress the truth of the knowledge of God that you have in you in wickedness, in unrighteousness. And out of that wickedness and unrighteousness, what do? You kill the unborn. You cause the starvation of innocent children, unborn children, and children even born. You cause all the mayhem and murder in your world today. So don't come to me, talking to me about poor children. You don't care a damn. You don't care a damn about your own children. Do you teach them from the Bible? Do you teach them the righteousness of God? How they can be saved? Or do you just leave them to their own devices, to do the drugs, do the booze, do the sexual immorality, and then go to hell forever? Love your children, get off of it, Glasgow. You gave that up a long, long time ago.
And it's time for you to repent. It's time for you to turn before you burn. Because atheism is a temporary condition. It goes away at death. The moment you breathe your last, it goes away. Because you're stood before Almighty God. Yeah? He's the very next person you'll see. The judge, the terrible, dreadful judge of all the earth. Appointed unto man once to die. God, don't wash your filthy mouth. Don't wash that filthy mouth out. Get off the streets of Glasgow. Bow, get out of it. Get on your knees before God. Cry out to him and have mercy on you. Love, no. Only one place you find that, that's in the cross. You got a problem, sir? What?
Why am I in this chair?
Hello, my friend.
I'm a good man.
Are you? There's none good, sir. God says there's none good, and there's none that doeth good, sir. You're a vile, wicked sinner, just like me.
So why am I in this chair?
Because you're ill.
Where does
illness come from? The fall of man, sir. The fall of man, that's where sickness, disease comes from. That's where cancer comes from. That's where COVID comes from. That's where all the brokenness of the world comes from. Man's rebellion against God. Sin against the Almighty. And why you need the love of God, why you need to hear about the great, immense, free love of God in sending His Son into the world that you might be mended. Not to give you health, wealth, and prosperity, but to save you from sin, death, and damnation. Sin, my friends, is the problem. Death follows it. It's the wages that you get at the end, and damnation follows afterwards. God, in the greatness of His love, sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to die on that cross in order that the love of God, free love of God, might be yours. You go to the broken systems of this world, you go to the drugs, you go to the prayers, you go to the immorality, you go to the world, this music, materialism, looking for love, you go drinking at the systems of this world, this broken world, and do you come away with love? You come away more miserable than ever you were before. Because love and life and lasting joy are found, Lord Jesus Christ, in Thee and in Thee alone. Love is found in the name Jesus. And I tell you, life is to be found in Him. Everlasting life, Glasgow. Oh, how can Glasgow flourish? How can the life of Glasgow flourish, I ask you? Without Jesus, without the gospel, without the preaching of His holy gospel and the praising of His name. Love and life in Jesus. Eternal life even, everlasting life, the only cure, the only answer to death, Glasgow. Because one day you're going to die, just like me, all of us. It's appointed unto man once to die, after that what comes next? Oh, you say, well then that's it all over. Oh, you say that's the finish. Oh, you say no more suffering. Not at all. Not what God says. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that, He says, then comes the judgment. Then you stand before God and you give account even for your fallen nature that you got from your parents all the way back to the first man. Conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin, die in sin. But for the grace and the love of God in Jesus Christ that would save you, deliver you, love you, and give you everlasting life. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, the judgment. Then you give account for your fallen state. Then you give account for everything that you ever did. Even every idle word, said Jesus, that you ever spoke. Never mind the blasphemous one. Never mind the ones that killed and destroyed your neighbor. Every idle word, says Jesus, you will give account for in that day. Oh, repent today, Glasgow. Repent ye and believe the gospel, says Jesus. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Kingdom of Israel that brings life, that brings love, and brings lasting joy. Out of the misery, out of the darkness. Oh, if you only knew the grace of God. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, living he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day. Glasgow, are you ready for that day? He's coming and he's coming to judge the world in righteousness. Every man, woman and child born into this world. Day has been appointed in which God will judge the world in righteousness by this man, Jesus Christ. Are you ready for that day? Glasgow! The risen Savior, Jesus, is alive. Muhammad's dead. Muhammad came to kill and destroy. Jesus Christ is alive and alive forevermore. Pope of Rome came to kill and destroy. Jesus Christ came that you might have life in his name and that you might have life more abundantly. Is that you? I look at you here today, Glasgow. I don't see much joy. I don't see abundant joy in Glasgow today. Your atheism's not doing much for you, Glasgow. Your false religion's not doing much for you, Glasgow. Makes you miserable, makes you angry, makes you rage, and makes you howl, and makes you cry out against God. Your atheism doesn't do very much for you. Can I suggest that you exchange it? Can I suggest that you get rid of it? Can I suggest that you bin it, that you trash it, and not trash can, and get hold of Jesus? He make you happy, Glasgow. Jesus makes his people happy, very happy.
Religion.
Love and life
religion.
And lasting joy.
That's all it is. Money. Religion, it's all about money. That's
not here for money, sir. Nae money here. Nae money here, Glasgow. You need to go to Mrs. Sturgeon if you want money. She's got all your money. She's got all your money. There's nae money in that religion. We're not here for your money. We don't want your money, Glasgow. We don't want your money. I want your soul. I want your soul, Glasgow. And I want it for Jesus. I want you born again because you must be. Because the day's coming, if you're not born again, the day's coming when you'll wish you'd never been born at all. I want your soul for Jesus. I want you born again. I want you out of your sin nature. I want you out of your misery. I want you out of that which causes your misery. The sin in your heart. I want Jesus to break your heart today. I want Jesus to give you a conscience instead. I want Jesus to bring you to his cross and there find forgiveness. Life, love and life and lasting joy. Your atheism's not doing much for you, Glasgow. It's not doing much for your country. Scotland never been so miserable as it is today. You changed the gospel, the glorious gospel that transformed Scotland. John Knox, the Covenanter, transformed Scotland, and now you've exchanged that once more, a mess of atheism, a mess of godlessness, godless Scotland, godless government, godless Glasgow. How can you flourish, Glasgow? You cannot. You've got no life in you, no love in you, and no joy in you. But if you come to Jesus today, love and life and lasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in thee. Jesus, the grace of God. Oh, God is angry with the wicked every day. But that's the evidence of his love. He's angry because he's a God of love. Yeah. People who are not angry with wickedness have no love in them. Not at all. Your parent, your grandchildren, do you not get angry with your children when you see them involved in wickedness? Of course you do. Why? Because you hate them, not because you love them. That's why God's angry, because he's a God of love and he hates wickedness. But he's done something about the world's wickedness. He sent his only begotten Son into the world to die on a cross in order that you might be saved from the wickedness. Because you can't be saved in your wickedness. It has to go. There has to be repentance. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? For he shall save his people from their sins. Not in their sins. That you might repent, Glasgow. That you might repent. That you might turn. Turn, 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 says the Lord. Why will you perish? For there's life to be found, to be had in Jesus. Jesus is his name. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. In that day, my friends, I tell you, every empire, every government, every institution of man will fall before the name of Jesus. I tell you, you repent. I tell you, you believe in Jesus today, and your sin will fall before him. I tell you, the drug addiction will fall before the name of Jesus. I tell you, the drunkenness falls before the name of Jesus. I tell you, the sexual immorality, the perversions that sell your land today fall before the name of Jesus. Because in his name there's power, wonder-working power. Have you been to Jesus? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? I'm not asking you, are you religious? I'm not asking you, go to a synagogue, a mosque, a temple. Not even asking if you go to a church. Have you been to Jesus? For the cleansing power, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Because you must be. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Only he can deliver you. Only he can save you. And I tell you, he saves the worst and the best. There is no sin, I tell you, deeper than the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Sent the Son into the world, not to destroy man, not to kill man. Sent the Son into the world to save. Muhammad came to kill and destroy. Jesus came to save and save you today. In the way it is, in the way that he has prescribed, in the way of repentance and faith. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Turn, turn, turn. Let the wicked forsake his way of living, contrary to God, and the unrighteous man is thought, contrary to God. Thinking's wrong. Nature's wrong. The mind's wrong. Everything's wrong. Until you've been to Jesus, he put your head right, he put your heart right, and he clears the bad record. So bad heads, we need our heads fixed. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus, clothed in our right mind. And then we've got bad hearts. They need mending, heart surgery. You must be born again, says Jesus. An operation performed by the Son of God. Opening up your heart, letting out the poison of sin, And, oh, my friend, stirring your heart with His grace, with His love, with His kindness and His mercy. A bad head fixed, a bad heart mended, and a bad record. All that sin that you've been doing, stash it up, I tell you, wrath for the day of wrath. In a heartbeat, in a heartbeat, I tell you, Jesus, clear it all away, wash it all away in His precious blood. Because of that blood shed on the cross, because of that blood shed on the cross, I'm here today preaching the gospel to you. Why? Because I'm a better man than any of you? No. No, probably worse than the most of you. In the past, that is. But Jesus came to me in the vileness of my sin and loved me. Loved the sin out of me and will love the sin out of you. Please don't misunderstand me. We're not talking religion here. Talking about Jesus Christ. Talking about a person. Instituted religion in Scotland. Roman Catholic, Protestant. It's all shot through. All shot through Church of Scotland. An apostate church. A false church. So away with your religion. Get that out of your mind. And get Jesus into your mind. Into your heart, into your very soul. Because only He can deliver you. Only He can save you. He saved me. Saved me. Delivered me from a life of drunkenness. Saved me. Washed me. Sanctified me. Justified me. Made me right with God. Loved me with an everlasting love. So not the world, and not the world's religion, no hope there, no life there, no love there, no lasting joy. Love everlasting in Jesus, life eternal in Jesus, lasting joy, everlasting joy. Happiness and all the booze and drugs in the world can't give you. You want a high, you want a fix, then go to Jesus. He'll lift you up. He'll lift you up to heaven, but He'll never let you down again. Go to Jesus. I commend Him to you. He's a lovely Savior. Read all about Him. Give you a copy of God's Word. You rail against Him because you don't know Him. You fight and argue because you don't know Him. He's lovely. He's beautiful. He's powerful, He's mighty, but He's so kind, merciful, kind, I tell you, to the most wicked. Another one that needs His mouth. Not a lot of bad language in New Glasgow today. I think we need some soap and water in Glasgow. Wash your mouths out. Jesus not only washed your mouth out, He washed your heart out. Go to Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. Wash you, make you clean. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You must be. There's no way forward, there's no way up, there's no way to heaven, there's no way to glory unless you be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You get no path with God. Only He can take the wickedness away. Only He can deliver you. Only He can, thank you, sir. Only He can mend you. You're too far gone, Glasgow. You're too far gone. You get nothing going for you, Glasgow. Nothing at all. You're lost. You're broken. You're ruined. You've ruined yourselves, Glasgow. You get nothing going for you at all. And I tell you, unless God comes in His grace, unless God comes in His mighty power again to Glasgow, I tell you, Glasgow's lost. Just like you. That's your only hope. There's no hope in Holyrood. There's no hope in Westminster. They're broken as well. God must come. And He will come. either in judgment or in salvation. But he's coming for you, Glasgow. He's coming for you. Is he coming for you in salvation? Or is he coming for you in judgment? That day has been appointed. You'll stand before him and you'll give account. Even for this occasion, when you heard the gospel, when you heard the truth that would make you free, when you heard about the love of God in Christ, but you would have none of it. It will be worse for you in that day. Better you walked away and did not listen to me, because you'll answer on that day. Having heard the gospel, you'll be more culpable, more damnable than ever you were before you get out of bed this morning. So you're going to listen, you listen, and you listen good, but you do something with it, Glasgow. You do something with it. What must you do? You must repent. You must turn. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must rest upon Him. All that He has done. Not what you do. Not what you do. But my friend, what Jesus has done. Jesus has done it all. Roll across that cross of Calvary are the words paid in full. Paid in full. He's done it all. He died for the sins of the world. They've been listening to me. Okay, maybe they'll arrest you for your filthy mouth, eh? You got a filthy mouth. Officer, we got some bad language here. Come and arrest this man. Do what you want, man. What's it, yeah? A wicked vile sinner, madam. You're a wicked vile sinner, madam. What's it, yeah? Can't do that. That would be unloving. That would be unkind. That would be unkind. No, this is love. This is love. That's because they don't know Jesus. No, I don't think so. I think if you knew Jesus, you'd be sitting here with me, and you'd be saying amen to everything I say. Wouldn't you, Angus? Wouldn't you? I know something. I know you're a sinner, just like me. Because I'm a saved sinner. That's what you need. That's what I want for you. That's what I want for you, because I love you. Well, that wouldn't be love. That would be a hate crime. I was going to say, friend, Glasgow, hey, come on. Repent, believe the gospel. Jesus done it all. Over that cross, paid in full. It's all been done, it's all paid for. All you've got to do is enter in. All you've got to do is rest upon Jesus. Nothing for you to do. Put your confidence. That's what faith means. Come by me with faith, believing in Jesus. And what do you get? You get a pardon for your sins. You get a free pass for heaven. You get glory instead of hell. You get out of the mess of sin now. You get salvation. Glasgow, we love you. Woman says I'm hating. Nah, I'm not hating. Loving you, Glasgow. We love you to bits. We want salvation for you. I want love and life and lasting joy for you. But you can't get it in me. You can't get it in religion. You can't get it in the government.
And you get a lot from the government today, but they can't give you love, life, and lasting joy. That's found only in Jesus. Come to Jesus, Glasgow, today. Come to Him. You may, on the authority of His Word, He says, come unto me. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. I will never, never, never cast out. Come to Him today, Glasgow. You may believe, repent, and believe the gospel. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word? Check it out. Don't take my word for it. Check it out for yourself. See the wine sings in accordance with God's written Word. It's offered to you freely, no cost, not here for money. Freely offered to you, yours for the taking. Read and see. Read about Jesus and see what a wonderful Savior, what a wonderful person He is. He'll do you no harm. He'll only do you good. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word? You come and ask for it. Gladly place into your hand. You like one, madam? Thank you. That's how easy it is to receive God's Word, and that's how easy it is to receive God's Son. You just take Him. Make Him your own by faith, and you get salvation. Glasgow, God bless you. We love you. Love you, Glasgow. God bless you, and have mercy upon your precious, never dying soul.